104.7, The Rock of Daytona, a choice new rock from Dogstar. That's Everything Turns Around. Block Rock kicks off next with Stone Temple Pilots and Def Leppard. All right, Wilson with an update on a story I've been following about a possible reboot of Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld said that him and Larry David are going to remake the series finale, that last two-part episode. Remember, that was not so good. But now Julia Louis-Dreyfus has come out and said she does not know what Jerry is talking about. Elaine says, because as far as she knows, a Seinfeld reboot of any kind is not in the works. Now, they sort of already kind of had one. They did a reunion episode within an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David's show, which was really good, by the way. So I think they've already kind of tackled that, but I was really kind of hoping they'd remake that last episode. So let's dust off the George Costanza soundboard, though, one more time. We're using pre-recorded voice clips of George Costanza because someone stole my candy bar.
Hello, this is How can I assist you?
Remember me?
Not yet.
It's George.
Hi, George.
One of your guys stole my Twix candy bar.
What?
One of your guys stole my Twix candy bar.
What's your check number, sir?
Please, I'm very hungry.
Who is this?
I'm George. I believe George, you just ate my Twix bar.
I didn't eat your Twix bar. It wasn't me.
This is wrong!
Can I have your truck number, sir?
85. 72. 28.
85. 72. 28.
Yes.
Bingo.
I'm not having that truck number come up in my system, sir.
Please,
I want to help
I'm
you
I'm very
here.
Hungry. One of your guys stole my Twix candy bar.
Did I have a service come out there and you're telling me one of the Penske technicians took your candy bar?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not having that truck number come up in my system, though, sir.
Please, I'm very hungry.
Who is this?
I'm George.
George from where?
It's me, George Costanza.
What do you want, George Costanza?
He purposely mispronounced my name. Instead of saying Costanza, say can't stand ya. Hey, is anybody listening?
Sir, I'm here with you. I'm trying to find you in my system, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I need to know what state the truck was broke down in.
DeSoto. Did you just hear? 129 West 81st Street.
And you're saying the breakdown was in Minnesota?
Yes.
Stay with me, sir. I'm trying to find it, okay?
Yes. You like baseball?
You are the driver, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Working.
Well, should I call you later?
Are you making the prank call to me?
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Jerry's car gets hit and the other driver doesn't have any insurance, so the judge sentences him to be Jerry's butler.
Oh, yeah? Then what happens next?
I'm buck naked.
Oh.
New rock from Blackberry Smoke, Other Side of the Light at 104.7, The Rock of Daytona, and topping the Heartbreakers with their 1992 Christmas song, Christmas All Over Again. Up next, AWOL Nation, Pete Townsend, and Wilson Arms, a couple of guys from Blues Traveler with their new band, I've Got New Rock Next. All right, Wilson here, just trying to plow through the holidays best I can. Right, we're all in the same boat with that. And the wife, of course, watching all those ridiculous Hallmark movies with their predictable plots, right? But don't let that spoil the magic of Christmas for you. If you can't beat them, join them. Are you tired of the same old Christmas movies with predictable plots and cookie-cutter characters? Well, you are completely out of luck. Hallmark Channel is back with a whole new lineup of Christmas movies that are sure to make you laugh, cry, and believe in the magic of the season and the magic of television production. This year, we're bringing you the story of Sarah, a successful businesswoman who's lost her Christmas spirit. When she inherits her grandmother's quaint Christmas cottage in a small town, she decides to take a break from her hectic city life and spend the holiday season there. But when she arrives, she's surprised to find that the town is full of quirky characters, heartwarming traditions, and studs in flannel. Will Sarah be able to rediscover the joy of Christmas in this charming town? And will she find love in the most unexpected place? Will Flannel Shirt Guy take her to Pound Town? Find out in A Christmas Cottage Miracle, premiering this Friday on the Hallmark Channel. Oh yeah, she's definitely going to Pound Town. But that's not all. We've also got a brand new movie called Snowbound with Santa. When a snowstorm strands a group of strangers at a cozy inn, they're forced to work together to survive the holiday storm. But as they spend more time together, they start to realize they've got more in common than they ever thought. Will these strangers find love and friendship in the midst of a snowstorm orgy? And will Santa make it to the inn on time to deliver his presents? Tune in to Snowbound with Santa with washed-up actors from the 80s this Saturday on the Hallmark Channel. And don't forget to check out our other new Christmas movies, including The Christmas Prince, California Christmas, and Christmas Cottage Miracle, The Wedding Episode. With so many heartwarming and stupid movies to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect one to get you into the holiday Christmas spirit. So what are you waiting for? Get jaded and angry all over again. Tune into the Hallmark Channel this holiday season and let the magic of Christmas begin. 96.1 The Rooster, Wilson in the morning. And one weird thing about being back in Warner Robins is when I run into like some old classmates from Northside High School, class of 92, and I hear their voice, it's like I do not remember y'all having such a thick Southern drawl, but now it's like y'all sound pretty redneck. back in school, they sounded normal. I didn't hear an accent, but I guess I went away, did radio, come back, and it's like, wow. So if you're having that problem, maybe you just moved here, maybe you just got stationed here, and you're having a little trouble understanding, we'll call it our local dialect, here is some translations for you. These are things rednecks say with translations on Wilson in the Morning.
No, I'm at work.
Translation: I should be at my place of employment, but I'm watching Honey Boo Boo and enjoying an American lager.
Yeah, I'm busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
Translation: I have a lot on my plate right now and may require more time than originally planned for this assignment.
Hey, baby, you fetch me another beer!
Translation: Spouse, may I have another libation, please?
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Translation: While I am surprised at the resolution, I am not unhappy with the result.
That boy's about as sharp as a cue ball.
Translation: I believe the child is a result of poor education and possible inbreeding.
They're going three-way. It's cranking now. Hell yeah.
Translation: unavailable.
Yeah, Barack Hussein Obama.
Translation: I find that statement or situation ironic.
Yeah, I reckon.
Translation: While I agree with that statement or comment, I am not completely enthusiastic.
Yeah, that's my daddy's brother's kid.
Translation: By questionable breeding, this person may be my cousin.
Call or visit our Geico local office at 1314 North Tyndall Parkway.
All right, here's your three-day forecast. It's going to be so hot the next 3 days in Florida that when you get into your car after grocery shopping, you don't have to look to see if anybody's hiding in the back seat to murder you. That's the weather forecast right there. All right, tonight it's half-price bowling at Back Alley Lanes, plus blisters at the Boot Hill and Deadlander over at the Doghouse. Right now, AC/DC, Back in Black. It's the Rock of Daytona.